How did Wikipedia come about?
Well, I wanted to create a free encyclopedia for everyone, anywhere. My first attempt at this was called Newpedia, which unfortunately failed due to the model we used to build it. It was very academic and simply no fun to use. Wikipedia was the successor to Newpedia. I started it in 2001 and just carried on growing.
What made you decide to let the site users edit Wikipedia?
Quality. Now, quality is the main reason we allow everyone to edit, if they feel they want or need to. We have to allow for an open, democratic discussion in order to get the best entry that we possibly could, each time. Now, the beauty of the internet is that it creates an arena for a huge range of people to take part and make constructive contributions.
Is it all over for a traditional encyclopedia?
I'm not sure if it's dead, but it certainly is on its last legs. Although that was the case a long time before Wikipedia, Britannica was severely hit by the arrival of Microsoft Encarta, which radically reduced the price of encyclopedias.
Does Wikipedia, in its current form, look anything like how you originally imagined it?
In the first days of Wikipedia, I looked at a list of the top 100 websites, and I saw that the encyclopedia reference site was ranked around number 50. And I thought to myself, if we work hard and manage to pull this off, we could perhaps make it into the top 100. Now Wikipedia is fifth and most popular website in the world, attracting more than 400 million people every month. It's much larger than I could have ever have dreamed.
Financially speaking, is Wikipedia stable?
We believe it is. We survive on the donations of the public. These mostly come from our annual giving campaign. This luckily raises enough money to run the site for another year. Talking about the long term, though, I hope it is, but we will have to wait and see.
If the financial need arises, would you rather run advertisements on the site or shut down Wikipedia?
We're totally adverse to publicity on Wikipedia, but we will do what is necessary to keep Wikipedia afloat. If the public chose not to support us any longer, then firstly, we would try to lower our costs. If that doesn't work, perhaps we would put ads in part of the site that most people don't visit. However, we did not think that this situation was likely.
At what point should censorship of entries be allowed?
There has to be a very careful distinction made between censorship and editorial judgment. Censorship is actively withholding information from the general public. Editorial judgment is simply questioning whether or not the facts are useful, relevant, and verifiable. Each entry is subjected to the appropriate editorial judgment. Censorship, on the other hand, is never acceptable.
How could Wikipedia's information become more accurate and its integrity enhanced?
Well, one way would be to develop the monitoring software currently available to users. Another would be to increase the number of things which the users could control, adding more variety. This is because a large proportion of our users are among the late 20s, early 30s tech geek male group, so Wikipedia entries for this demographic are of a higher quality than entries in areas where there is little interest among our users. Really, we need to encourage more people to contribute to rectify this situation.
Is WikiLeaks damaging Wikipedia's reputation?
Well, I have unfortunately witnessed some important politicians make the error that the two are related, but the truth is that they're completely separate, unaffiliated websites. WikiLeaks should neither enhance nor hurt our reputation.
And what lie would you be happy to remain uncorrected on your Wikipedia page?
Probably that I never run out of witty responses to journalists' questions.